The Tongue of the Learned with Tishegun Fumi Ade Adegbeson is a prophetic platform with unusual dimensions to give the word in season to weary minds through unusual creativity, inspired wise thoughts, spontaneous outbursts of prophetic expressions, preaching, poetry, unscripted and insightful prayer points, worship chants, and a lot more. The host, Tishegun Fumi, is also the publisher of The Pen of the Learned. He is a creative preacher, prophet, poet, and a critic of social and moral decadence in all strata of life. Tishbite, as he is fondly called, is also the founder of The Partaker's Kingdom, a global ministry empowered and envisioned to establish the kingdom of God in the hearts of men first, then in every area of their life.
Limbrodo sutoli ipada la kaga gaga 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 ponto shita li imbreke timba roto sototo. In the name of the Lordship of Israel, it seems you don't understand. When they say a Lordship of Israel, it means that that which has missed his way, that which has been lost, that who are now living contrary to the intention of the shepherd, he under that loss, he was looking around, he lost his way, he lost his purpose. The one that's supposed to be a great man is not living towards that greatness, he's living in contradiction, he has lost destiny. So when he say he has lost, because he said, I have not come for that one which has not lost, he said, I have come for the lost sheep of Israel. So Lordship of Israel, Israel is our habitation, Israel is our generation, because that's why the Psalm 24 says that he said this is the generation that seek the old Jacob, because it was Jacob, the patriarchs of faith, that metamorphosed into Israel. So it is in Israel we as an heritage, because from the patriarchs of faith, the Abraham, the Isaac, the Jacob, so at the level of Jacob, he metamorphosed into Israel. So we are now the spiritual Israelites. So when he said he is seeking the one that is lost, the Lordship of Israel, we are the one he's seeking for. So if I'm not lost, he will not have anything to seek for me. So we are part of the 99 that Jesus is not looking for. Don't worry, stay your stay. And the me that is looking for, he will find me, because I know one day the one that is looking for and the one that is being looked for, they will meet. So wherever you are, don't forget the prodigal son. The Bible says that every day the father will be looking, he will be searching. Oh my son. And the day, and that son said, even in my father's house, a slave is not being treated like this, I will go back to my father's house. He's having a mentality of a slave when he was going back. He's supposed to be a son, but because he was lost, he was now having a mentality of a slave. So by the time he got back, he wanted to live like a slave, but the father said, no, take up his garment, change him, put all these things on him. So let us celebrate. Everyone is ready to celebrate you. I don't know whatever decision you have made, I don't know whatever life you are living. He look and say, see, all these things has been predestinated. Because Paul says something, see, let me tell you something. The Bible says when Jesus Christ came, Nicodemus, all these people in their time, in their political time, they were living like Tinubu, they were like this. Bible says all what he has stolen, he was ready to turn it away. We have people like Paul who were living like Boko Haram leader that time, but when they encounter Christ, all of them changed. Don't forget, if Tinubu made a 360 degree turn today, God will forgive him. But you, that you feel that you are saving yourself, don't be like the Sanhedrin of those days, don't be like Sanhedrin of old days. They were looking at this, they were calling him, he's a friend of sinner, sit down there. Don't worry, if you look at the temperament of the disciple of Jesus Christ in Peter, we have somebody who is temperamental. He can get angry for life. He will get up, he will say this, he will cut somebody's hair, he will fight, he will even be the one that will say this, he's an oya. You know, he will jump and say, like this will not happen to you. He was there. We have a betrayer. We have somebody like Judas in that team. We have somebody like Thomas. He doubt everything. He will tell you, you say lie, I don't believe you and everything. Well, don't forget, even a woman that was caught in adultery. They say we caught her. He was part of that thing. Don't forget, we have people like that. We have everybody. But when Christ came, don't forget, we have somebody like Matthew. The Bible says he's a tax collector. It's like Agbero. They were hopping around. They are the one that people run away from and everything. We have them in that team. But when he met with all of them, he was going well there. Don't forget, they even called Jesus a glutton, that he has a spirit of gluttony. Because among their team, probably there's somebody who can eat for life. The person can, they cannot do without eating. And don't forget as well, they will go into the bush on a Sabbath day, when every other person will be in church, the worshiping God, they will be tearing the corn and everything. But these are the people Christ has come to save. He's not looking for the one that is healthy. He said, I have come to the lost sheep of Israel. I have come to that one who have missed his way. You probably don't understand. When you say a lost sheep, it means somebody who has lost his destiny, who has lost his understanding, who is not living according to the precept and purpose of the shepherd. It's somebody that you have just even given up. But yet he said, I have come for the lost sheep of Israel. He said, a good shepherd will leave the 99. Yes, in the fold. He will go and look for that. I'm not saying I'm part of that 99. That is why Christ has come for me. Christ is looking for you. He's looking for me. He's looking for everyone. So today, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Lord, find me. Because when Christ finds you, you have found your destiny. You have found your path in life. When Christ finds you, you have found your destiny. You have found your path in life. In the name of Jesus, today I am found. Today I am found. Today I am found. In the name of Jesus. Even when the prodigal son wanted to start explaining his experience in the land of captivity, the father said, Oh, dear, don't worry. Forget it. It's the Lord. So that's what devil does. Devil always put a burden upon you. He will be looking for excuse. He will be looking for something that will weigh you down. So that thing will not make you to come to Christ. He says you that you left yesterday. But don't let me tell you something. Even if you have been lying, if you have been cheating, you have been fornicating, you have been doing all this stuff, don't give up. Keep battle, because that is the battle you are fighting. That is the trials of faith. Devil will be looking for arrows to throw at you because he wants to discourage you. But don't give up. You press forward. Paul said, I do not fight like the one that is beating the hair. He said, but I press forward to the mark of Ichor. When you say he press, you don't understand. That means there's a force that is pushing him back. So he still is pushing. As that thing is pushing him, he still is pushing. Don't give up. You lie today. Don't worry. Run to the Christ. Because what the enemy wants is to use that thing to condemn you to run away. But when you keep on, as you are pressing on, the Bible says, as you are beholding him, as in a mirror, as in a glass, we are transformed from one level. We are changed. So as you are building him, as you are pressing forward with open faith, understanding begin to happen to you. Things begin to transform in your life, and you'll be everything begin to drop off. Don't forget, in the wilderness, when the children of Israel, they murmured against God. When they murmured against God, the Bible said, God said a fairy serpent, and that fairy serpent, they begin to bite everyone. And Moses went to the Lord. He said, what should I do? He said, take out of that fairy serpent, in that thing that is biting them. Okay, lift it up. Okay, put it there. He said, whosoever that behold him. He said, as the serpent is being lifted up in the wilderness. So what he's saying is that as the serpent is being lifted up, so the Son of Man will be lifted up, whosoever look unto him. So what he's saying is that as you are beaten, don't give up. Don't look at the wound, don't everything. Rather, keep forward, look out, look up. As you look into that serpent, you do what? You will get ill. Even if you look down again, it bites you, look up again. Because one day, as you begin to look up, you will not look down again. Your focus, that's why the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So when you look unto him, don't worry. As you press forward, the Bible didn't say, we say, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Is it tribulation? When you say tribulation, you don't understand. People who are compromising, you don't understand what they go through. Some people were following some politicians today because as a result of tribulation they see in their life, because of the sickness they encounter with their loved one, because of the level of hunger in the land, they will compromise, because devil is looking for ways to compromise you. But I come to tell you today, every tribulation upon your life is hereby destroyed in the name of Christ. Every garment that the enemy has put upon you is torn in the name of Jesus. If I be a man of God, I have a destiny to rise you up. I raise up your head in the name of Jesus. In that level of despondence that you have found yourself, the grace of God will find you. He will locate you. He will make a way for you in the name of Jesus. I decree upon you this morning that in the name of Jesus, you are lifted up. You are lifted up. You are lifted up. Don't give up. Keep on. Fight. first fruit. He said, you are more than conqueror. Have you seen a soldier that will go to battle without having scratch on his body? He didn't say we won't have a scratch. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivered them out of all. Even Christ had to go through bad bows. They slapped him, they cooked him, they everything. I can understand. Probably by the time he entered into that level of glory, if you look at his body, he will even pity himself, because the passion with which those Roman soldiers were beating him, I don't think any man can stand it. So he was wounded for our transgression. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgression. Yet the chastisement of our soul was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. It is in that beating, it is in that humiliation that he has taken everything for us. So don't give up. Don't worry. Keep on moving. Don't worry. One thing I want you to know, the more understanding you get, the more you will drop off from certain things. Look at your life when you were small, when you were a baby, you were not acting like this. But as you begin to grow, there's some things that hasn't come into you. So that is how that journey is. So don't give up. Don't let enemy hold you. Don't be afraid. Face him. Yes, you will fall, but you will rise up. He said, if I fall, he said, rejoice not over me, my enemy, because if I fall, I will rise again. You will rise again in the name of Jesus, and you will rise again in the name of Jesus. So no matter what, he has come for you. He has come for you as the lost sheep of Israel. Israel is your destiny. Because you are lost, you will be found. Your marriage that is lost, you will be found in the name of Jesus. Your business that is lost, you will be found. Everything that will make you complete in him, he will give to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
For more information, please call 0807-722-5994 or send us an email at thepartakerskingdom@gmail.com. You could also follow us on Facebook at The Partakers Kingdom and on Twitter at The Partakers. God bless you.